best way to live with diabetes is to not live with it alone. That's why Walgreens pharmacists are here for you 24/7 with expert advice and savings on medications and supplies. Just bring in your prescriptions. We can even show you how to get rewarded for healthy behaviors, like logging your glucose. Because Walgreens knows that taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Get a free private consultation with an expert Walgreens pharmacist today.
3 is a magic number.
I read somewhere that everybody on this planet is separated by only
3
other people. Three degrees of separation.
BatsGoodRadio.com
presents
3 degrees of separation.
3
degrees of separation. Internet Radio's choice for all things urban. Music, talk, politics, nightlife, and more.
Brothers should pull up their pants, you know? Come on.
Turn your radio up and get with the program.
Who you want to hear?
The 3 degrees.
Who?
The 3 degrees.
Let them hear it.
We want the 3 degrees. We want the 3 degrees. We want the 3 degrees. We want the 3 degrees.
Well, you got the 3 degrees. Yes, sir. It's your boy, Silly Thoughts, and it is time for another 3 degrees of Separation talk show podcast. Yes, it is Monday, March 9th. We're taping on Monday, March 9th, and we are getting it in again. This is your boy, Silly Thoughts, and I am sitting with the man with the plan, the host with the most, also known as L Love. What's going on, sir?
Not much, man. Just excited about another show. Today, we're going to be talking men's fashion. So you're talking to two of the most fashionable brothers in the podcast game, and we are going to be talking today to our guest, Howard Franklin, friend of the show, political consultant, professional lobbyist, all that, by day, tastemaker by night. He's a real good friend of ours, but also just a really awesome cat.
He's a swag artist all the time.
Yeah, all the time, every day. You know, he's always slaying them left and right. And then we got a cat who's been, you know, a real tastemaker in the game. I met him a long time ago when he started. He was managing at Uptown Magazine.
Okay.
And he's worked at Upscale. He's worked on several different, kind of one of those renaissance men.
Gotcha.
So we'll introduce him in much more detail later. But Sean Loving is going to be joining us on the show today. So so we can get to that and get to what we think is a really packed show. You know, we always start our show off with this thing we call Study Hall, where we tell you about what we learned this past week. It's time to get to it. It's Study Hall.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes. 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 I think very deeply.
All right.
What'd you learn, man?
What I learned was two things I learned over this past week. First is the promise of America can be realized if we get out of our own way. And what I mean by that is last week I went, had a cigar and a drink at the city, the new cigar club right here over here, Roswell Road. Really nice joint. But with a white friend of mine from high school or from middle school, we've known each other a long time. And we just sat down, we chopped it up. Had a nice cigar, had some drinks, and chopped up about friends, family, and then we got on race relations. And we really got into a deep conversation about it. He even apologized for what white people did because he sees on my Facebook where I post articles about some of the atrocities that happened. He didn't even need to apologize. But what I realized and what I took away from that conversation was if two men and two people could just sit down and get out of their own way, stop talking about themselves, and really accept the other person's perspective, we can get beyond a lot of the problems that we have going on in this country. And so I would say I wish more people could do that and have that type of experience. So if we can get out of our own way, America could be a much better place, and that would be the promise of America and not the reality of America. The second thing that I learned is I'm getting old, man. It's like I said, it's March 9th. It's been 18 years since Notorious B.I.G. has been killed.
Damn, son.
18 years.
Who
dude.
Shot you?
And it's like, oh, I was rocking Biggie, you know, and I still rock him. He's been an influence on the hip hop community, the world, but it's been 18 years, and I'm just like, it's been a long time, man. I've been on this planet for a minute.
Yeah, man.
No.
Yeah, man. Getting old. Look, I went to the barbershop, man, and said I had some alopecia, but that to me is a bald spot. So they say it's going to come back in, but that was my realization that I, too, am old. So we are old.
You don't want to get to where I'm at, player. You might want to put some Rogaine, whatever you need to put on, cause some Crisco, some Oka, call your grandmama, put whatever you need to put on it, player.
I hear you on that. Word up. I'm not ready to lose it. Well, we'll talk about that another show.
Right.
You check back in next month, see if this little spot right here starts growing back. He said it was stress. I'm like, all right, bro. Still, I had stress all my life.
Right.
Never had a ball spot.
Coconut oil.
Right. So, cool, man. Well, I'm glad to hear that you learned something this past week. I learned something, and I'll get to it very quickly. First one is real simple. Apple, quit following Android. Always follow Android. Today they came out with their announcement about their new Apple Watch. 350 in stores coming up soon. 18-hour battery. You know, they can take phone calls and they can do video and all that. I'm just saying, Android, we've been on that a year now. Okay? Quit following Android, Apple. Now, second thing, much more important issue for people to make sure that they've learned. I learned it the hard way. Two events happened this past week that I should have been on, but because I didn't say anything, I didn't ask anybody, I was, you know, maybe I was in my mind thinking, oh, I'm so important that somebody's going to call me and tell me, yo, I got you. Come on and join us. First up, Dominique Wilkins week last week. They unveiled a new statue for Dominique Wilkins. He's one of 12 people in NBA history who have a statue in front of an NBA arena. And so his was unveiled on Friday. They did a They did a banquet for him on Thursday of last week to commemorate it, all the NBA stars, a lot of the Atlanta glitterati, family, friends, so on and so forth. The commissioner of the NBA, everybody came to town, and the person who put that on, who actually was involved in putting the banquet together, my best friend and former co-host of the show, Andre Dickens, he unveiled. I think the stretch of street that's right in front of Phillips Arena is now Dominique Wilkins Lane. He did the proclamation for that. My boy, the Atlanta City Council President Caesar Mitchell was in the building. All the folks I know, right, were there. But not me. You want to know why? Because I didn't ask. I didn't ask not, want not, my mama used to say. So that happened. I was not able. When I saw the pictures, a lot of envy. Y'all know Dominique Wilkins is my favorite professional athlete. And I can make this a long segment. I'll just stop there. And I'll just say real big fail on my part by not just asking. I might not have got in the building, but I should have asked. All right? It was a lot of people in there that I know don't have the cachet I got in this city or with the Atlanta Hawks that was in the building smiling with, I don't know who this is, Karl Malone. I don't know who this is, Charles Barkley. I don't know who this is, Dr. J. I'm not there. Same thing, on Saturday, Selma.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was down with the Selma 50. And I know you'll be talking about that. We'll try to get to some of that when we get to our hot topics. But bottom line, I had a seat on a bus, but not. Dre took a group of people down from City of Atlanta, and they put some stuff together. Actually, got an escort so they didn't have to worry about all the traffic that was there. They moved to the other side of the highway, going upstream.
What?
Right? I mean, they took care of them. They was like real.
They parted the waters like both.
Right, man. They was like real deal. Holyfield, as it relates to taking care of them and making sure they got there on time and had a seat about 50 yards away from Obama.
Mm.
Guess who wasn't there?
Me.
Because I didn't ask. When I finally asked, I said, hey, man, you know, I'm on that list. Oh, man, we turned the list in, hours ago, Larry. Too late. So, bottom line, close mouths, don't get fed. That's what I learned this week. And I will hang my head and turn the microphone over to you because it was a sad situation for me, brother.
Yeah, man, I feel for you. I feel for you because I heard about the Dominique celebration and all the NBA. I mean, Clyde Drexler, it was so – in the building, and unexpected NBA players were coming in. Respect that. That's how much respect Dominique had. And I know everybody talks about Jordan and all that, and Magic and Bird. Those are the biggest three names in history. Dominique was a serious ball player. It was many years where he was averaging 28, 29 points a game. And the only reason you don't know that is because Michael Jordan was averaging 30. And that's it. He was second to Jordan. He beat Jordan in the dunk contest. They gave him some home cooking. We can go all about that.
But so, and I'll just say this, too. And let's move on. Let's get to your segment. I will say this. The difference between going to what happened this weekend with Dominique and what would happen with, say, a Jordan, they just going with Jordan because of his brilliance, not because they loved him.
Right.
There were a lot of people in that building who were down with Dominique and talking about Dominique in ways that communicated not only his athletic brilliance on the basketball court,
right,
but because they were like, you are Atlanta. We
right.
love you. They ain't saying that about Michael Jordan
mm-hmm.
in Chicago. They're saying, you brought us championships. We appreciate you.
Right.
But love, you did something for me. You changed my life. Not Michael Jordan.
I introduced my son. We got on YouTube. Thanks for YouTube. And I showed him some Dominic videos, and he was like, "Wow!" Ah. I was like, "Yeah,
off the chain."
That's how I got in.
But cool. Well, let's get to your segment, man. Every week we do a silly sports 3 cents. It's that time. Kick the knowledge, my brother.
Hey, it is Silly Sports 3 cents time. Real quick, number one, we were just talking about the Hawks, so I'm going to keep that conversation going. I'm going to give y'all the Hawks bandwagon update. Larry's already shut it down after the All-Star break. And I'm going to tell you, if you got on before the All-Star break, fine, welcome aboard. There's plenty of room. Make a seat. The rest of y'all, shut up. Okay? Tired y'all hating on the Hawks. Beat down the Cavaliers the other night. Oh, it was always excuses. LeBron wasn't doing it. They were faking. They were flying. They didn't want to show the Hawks everything they got. No, they got beat down three times. And one time by 30 points. Okay? Give the Hawks some due. And I'm not even a Hawks fan like my man L. Love. But I'm going to tell you right now. They are a good basketball team. They beat LeBron three times. And I'm a LeBron fan. And 9 turnovers, 1 for 7. Your boy was all over him. Jamari Carroll, big ups. Stop hating on the Hawks, folks. Please. Stop. Get over it. Let it go. Second thing. NFL free agent frenzy has begun. Some teams will get it right. Some teams will overpay. All the rumor mills are out. It looks like your Miami Dolphins are going to pay $114 million. Well, really $60 million. But $114 million in Dominique. There's going to be some guys that are going to get broke off. And you got 32 cities thinking that their team is going to be in the promised land when only one can get it. Calm down. The free agent, if you win free agency, quote unquote, I'm using air quotes, if you win free agency, does not guarantee a NBA championship or NFL championship. Okay? You actually got to get on the field and play the games. Let it go, people. I know it's something to talk about, but just because you signed this big-name free agent don't mean your team is going to win. Let it go. And finally, a somber note, this is the second time we've had to do this, and I'm feeling some kind of way about this. Anthony Mason, another NBA tragedy. Anthony Mason, cornerstone of that great Knicks team with Patrick Ewing and that whole time. He was part of the goon squad, I called him, because he was a bruiser inside, gone too soon. Heart attack and then just never recovered. So our condolences and our prayers go out to his family, his children, and everybody that was associated, his teammates. Anthony Mason, gone too soon. Big ups, great player, and the NBA community as well as NBA fans, we all miss you. That's what I got. Silly sports for this week.
That's what's up. Well, look, man, let me just add one little note about your Hawks piece. I did, I've given all I can give on the Hawks bandwagon, so that is definitely shut down. But I took my grandmother, and this is maybe one of those kind of hybrid, like, things you learned this week, too. It's better to give than receive. I know it's mm-hmm. easy to say, and it's very cliche,
right.
But I bought my grandmother and my mom tickets to go see the Hawks versus the Cavs. which was Dominique Knight. We celebrated, but my grandmother was there for one reason and one reason only, and that was to see LeBron James. That is her favorite basketball player in the world, and I didn't know. I mean, like, you know, sometimes your grandparents, they don't really do the real excitement thing. They just kind of experience things.
Right.
But found out the next day that she told my aunt that it was one of the best times she had had in her life that she could remember over the last 10, 15 years.
That's
and think about how great that made me feel to know that some dinner and watching the basketball game with her grandson and her daughter was, you know, a highlight for her. It was a highlight for me, and but I didn't know it would be a highlight for her. And so it just made me feel good, and I just want to say, for those of you who are looking for things to make you feel good about yourself sometimes, give something.
Right.
Don't try to get nothing. Don't try to get a new house, new car. Give something to somebody that would be meaningful to them. And so that was $200-something spent on some tickets. But for the what it came out of it, it's priceless. So just wanted to add that little note. We want to get to a quick hot or not. We've already got our guys online, so we're going to be talking style after our hot or not. We got Sean Lovings. We've got Howard Franklin. We'll be back in 3 minutes on 3 Degrees of Separation on blogtalkradio.com, and we're going to get into it. It's Hot or Not all day featuring Paul McCartney and our man, Kanye West. See you in a minute.
All day. All day. How long you bob? All day. How much time you spent at the mall? All day. How many runners do you got on call? All day. Twist. How long they keep you in call? All day. Take you to get this fly? All day. Tell you be your house. All day. This ain't it. Shopping for the winner and the chips made. Ball so hard, man, it's just crazy. Nigga. He ain't getting money that you got 8 figures. But it's easy peace, man, I've been saying it. Just talked to Fair Con at 10th grade, nigga. Told him I've been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Kim, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day to day. Y'all still get the 100 with a strong face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. Do a fake DNZ like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have off say what you want. You a real suave, nigga. Round round, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Bitch, you deuce to Broadway, nigga. You got it from a Broadway figure. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. Get a dropout at it as always. All day. How long you ball? All day. How much time you spent at the mall? All day. How long it take you to get the fly? All day. Take your P.O. How long you been high? All day. Post some here no for my n**** that died. All day. And I keep a bad bitch on the patch of the side. All day. Already know I'm safe for the shop. All day. All day. I can do this all day, boy. Woo! I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. Woo! It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. Woo! You know I still go wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. Woo! We in the motherfucking house. Right now, looking real tough right now. I swear I've been on the fly. Like, I'm off right now. Sippin' getting money for a stump right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram, I be looking at the Grammys like, that sucks right now.
Right now,
24/7, 365 days, everybody getting paid.
Go crazy.
Looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yay, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezy, jump for eBay.
Let's get right to it. I seen you bouncing. Hot or not, all day. Paul McCartney. Kanye. We ain't even hear the Paul McCartney part, but let's just keep it moving because we got a show to do. What you think?
That shit was hot all day.
Okay.
It had some South in it. It had Kanye. It was back to his old. It was a hard beat. It was. Thank you, Ye, because that last ish you put out was a mess. Love this one. Keep rocking it all day.
That's what's up. No, I completely agree. I want to make sure that I think that's like Adrian. You know, Adrian Peterson. That's his nickname.
Right.
That should be his theme song.
Oh yeah.
He should come back in here. Just don't be on them kids smacking them all day. All right. So cool. We got two hot. That might be the first time since we done rebooted the show that we got two hot.
Two hot.
That's what's up. All right. Well, look. We got two hot dudes who are stylists all day, and we want to bring them into today's conversation. First up, we got Howard Franklin. I think I've already said it. Political maven, lobbyist extraordinaire by day, tastemaker by night. He is co-founder of UrbanHangSuite.com. I will go ahead and just say, in full disclosure, I am the other half of that. So we are going to be promoting what we do today. And so I'm going to let him speak to that. But he's more of the style fashion maven of the two of us. I am the technical piece to that. You know, I just try to keep up with what he's got on deck. So we welcome Kyle Brent to the show. We also have Sean Loving. So Sean Loving, I already said it, he's a Renaissance man. He's a cat who has done many things, and it's great when you get a bio from somebody, right? So he's a friend of mine, first time on the show, but when I started learning things, like he was used to be in the wine industry, he was an account executive there, did some executive work, had an executive position with Upscale, was also the general manager for Uptown, which is when I met him. He's always been a stylist cat, and so then I saw in 2006, he's the best dressed man in America, according to Esquire.
What?
Like, what?
We got Paul Robeson over there.
And so, amongst many things, he has now launched a company called My Style Matters. We'll talk about that. He's also been involved in many other things, National Black Arts Festival, a board member with Mothers Rebuilding Atlanta. I could go on. I'm not going to do – he sent me like a 6-paragraph.
We got a lot to do. We got a lot to do.
I am.
It can't be from Florida if he's the best dressed man in America. I ain't met nobody from Florida that can dress.
So we're not going to go that far, but we will. Just welcome to the show, Sean Lovings and Howard Franklin. What's happening, fellas?
Hey, appreciate
you
having me on, man.
Well, cool.
Thank you as well.
Yeah, well, look, I will give my first question. I want to get it to Howard. I know Howard has got – he's short on time this evening, and we'll close out with Sean. But first, we wanted to do this show because we wanted to talk about a topic, and I know that you guys have had experience here, but, you know, kind of the topic that kind of came up as we were looking at – I think I was looking at some of the fashion that came out, you know, during the Grammys, during the Oscars, the NBA All-Star, they had a fashion – show, and one of the things that we were talking about as it related to the men was, are we opening new doors? I mean, fashion is starting to kind of expand and grow in terms of what you consider great fashion, right? And so we wonder, well, wow, is that a function of the doors are being open, or are we taking it too far? Are we letting some things be called fashion that should not be fashion? And so I'll throw this to you, starting with you, Howard. Is there ever a time where you think fashion moves backwards?
that's a good question. I think when you talk about some of the trends, when you see folks who are celebrities, athletes, entertainers kind of pushing the bounds of fashion, I think that's great. I think it encourages people who, particularly men, who may not have made the investment, not given a whole lot of thought, or a whole lot of effort to being fashionable. I think it opens the door for allowing more of those men to be fashionable, and I think that's a good thing. You know, I'll reserve judgment for the folks who take it, you know, to the nth degree or may take fashion beyond, you know, what many of us may consider fashion. But I think ultimately the fact that we're highlighting fashion in all these different places makes men who might not have been as interested in it before at least give it a second look, and I think that's worthwhile.
No, 100%. Well, let me ask you, I mean, as co-founder of UrbanHangSuite.com, how are you using, you know, I know we had a show where you talked about style and fashion and what you were doing with Urban Hang Suite, so maybe to get specific to style and fashion on that site, what are you using that site to, how are you using that site to speak to style and fashion for men of color? Are you providing style guides? Is there going to be tips? Is there going to be specific fashion trends or even just specific articles of clothing? How do you use your vehicle to advance fashion in the black community?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that question, Larry. I think UrbanHangSuite.com is a platform for all those things and more. So, you know, what we endeavor to be is a number one shopping and resource guide for black men in America. And the goal is to share tips and showcase products that help black men look good, live well, and achieve success. And so in a nutshell, you know, it's what you call in a business case a multi-sided market. I think we're interested and we're working to build a marketplace of people, of men, who are looking for advice about fashion, who are looking for articles of clothing, looking for, you know, fashionable trends. And at the same time, we are working to attract small business owners, big business owners, folks who service that marketplace, who produce, you know, accessories, clothing, and actually we've got a number of different categories, gadgets, grooming, health, media, as well as fashion. So we want to kind of bring two disparate groups who need each other to survive together on a single platform, and that's what Urban Hank Suite's about.
That's what's up. Well, so let me get one last question. I know you said you have to get out of here. So before I turn, at least, you know, the expert fashion information over to Sean Lovings, because I know he's going to school us in a way that I know that I am certainly not able to provide, and I know that as stylish as Ellis is, I'm a seed subject matter expertness to him.
Watch out!
No, I mean, or you can debate that when we get to that point.
But
for you, Howard, before we get you out of here, is there any? I know that you talked about Urban Hang Suite being on the lookout for people who are in that style space and how they can start to write posts and blogs, so on and so forth. What are you looking for? Do you need some help trying to get some assistance with this process as you kind of build out and do the official launch?
Yes, we're still looking for contributors in all of our categories. We've got a stable of good folks already who are covering some of the categories that we're going to focus on, but fashion is one of those that, you know, in addition to, you know, or more than just getting one or two voices. I mean, we want as many voices out there who are on the cutting edge, who are, you know, staying on top of the trend, who either can offer their perspective on style, who can put us in touch with fashion labels and brands that are on the move. And so we're hoping if you are interested, if you're listening right now, feel free to email us at hangout@urbanhangsuite.com. The email address is hangout@urbanhangsuite.com. Follow us on social media, UHangSuite, on all of the social media platforms. And certainly, if you've got your own eye for style, if you, you know, have a product or service that you're pushing in the fashion arena or in any of the other arenas that we're also that we're planning to cover, please get in touch. We love to showcase your voice, and we're looking for folks, you know, who can really give us some perspective and make, again, black men and men of color, you know, live well and look good. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, cool, man. Well, we appreciate that, Howard. I know you have a short window, so we appreciate you for coming on and joining us. If you decide you can get free again and get back in before we finish up the conversation, we appreciate it.
Guys. Thank you.
Hey, Howard, I'm gonna hit you up on Facebook, Howard. I'm gonna hit you up on inbox.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking to you, Sean. Like Larry said, Sean's a guy's been around Atlanta and around the scene for a long time. Always fashionable. Didn't know that stressed man. That's fine. That's big news. So this all
That's 2006, brother. It's been a minute.
And you've been holding it down ever since. So that's what's up. I'm gonna listen in for as long as I can. Thank you, guys.
Hey, look at this, Sean.
All right, Howard.
Don't qualify.
Yo, what's up, baby?
Don't qualify.
What's going on?
2006, 2007, it don't matter. You were named best dressed man. That's what you roll with, Pimpin', all time, every day.
Hey, man, hey, I just do what I do, man. I people like to say, you know, I've been doing this thing for a long time, I have. I've been doing this since a kid, man. My mom used to say, I don't know where I got this boy from, because I've been wearing suits since I was literally in the second grade. So I've been on that suit game for a long time.
Wow. Well, cool. Well, let me go back to the question that I asked Howard, and ask you, you know, you've been in it for long enough to maybe get some more informed answer to this, and that is there ever a time when you think fashion moves backwards?
You know, that's a very good question. And only in fashion do people think they can evolve by going backwards. I've never really kind of, you know, looked at it in that sense, simply because I'm going to say this here. Classics never die. And what happens is that, you know, you get these fashion forward people who want to, you know, do some sharp things with the collar and the back. You got these points and, you know, the lapels are extra wide with extra points, just to think that they're giving us a little something fresh. That is what we call trendy. And trends die. Classics never die. Come on, when you look at music and you look at fashion, it's all the same. You can listen to an old Mike or old, you know, Michael Jackson or Prince CD, and, you know, it's just a classic, man. It makes you go back to a place. And these, just like the music today along with fashion, it's, you listen to it, it's just a good beat. It's just like putting a nice suit with a bad tie, you know. Yeah. So it's like, so you gotta, you know, put this thing together. But yes, I have a problem with this whole going backwards sometimes. But and they think they're bringing back this '80s trend, and it's, for me, it's not working. I'm a classic guy. I'm a two button guy who understands that it's just the right thing for me. First of all, do you? But I don't have to agree with it, but I'm going to do me, and I'm comfortable in my zone, and I have a few tips for you later. So.
That's what's up. Well, cool. Well, cool.
Well, yeah, that was one of the things, especially because I saw that, you know, Dwayne Wade had on what looked like capris with the suit and the shoes.
Wow.
Then you saw Cam Newton, big 6'5", wearing the same type of thing. And I just wanted to get somebody that's been in the industry, that's been, you know, noted for his fashion. What did you think about that? Is that too far? Is that in that gray area of just I've gone too far?
Well, my opinion, you've not gone too far. You fell off. First of all, as we're athletically built, so we have bigger thighs. You know, in most cases, that European thing doesn't work for us. You know,
right.
I'm going to go way left and go, you know, as a person, in fact, don't get me wrong, Puffy is the dude. You know what I'm saying? He's a trendsetter. But I also can look at some of his suits and go, I think that they're just, flat fronts don't work for everyone. You know, our clothes need to fall off a little different. And I see a lot of my guys who think in the flat front Englishman, European fit is just the ish. No, man, they wore those because they rode bicycles. Understand the history behind why that look is what it is. They rode bicycles in Europe, so they can't wear pants that are flapping at the leg because it'll get caught in the spokes. So understand why those are being done, and that's why that look works for them. They're fit people. They move around more than we do. Look, we're thick. And when I look at guys and I see them in them, their tight pants and, you know, crotch cutters, you know, I'm like, come on, man, really? You know you can't sit down. You know that don't feel comfortable. Come on. Because I put on some pants and I'm like, damn it, I gotta lose weight. This isn't right. So I know that's not a comfortable fit.
No, that's what's up. That's what's up. Well, let me ask this then. So
yes.
I know that you say you're into the classics, and I'm a classic cat. I have
always
like certain number of shoes I like. I mean, like once I get some things that are real easy and still stylish, I stick with it. But
absolutely,
are there things that you look at or any kind of guides, any kind of, you know, sources that you rely on to say, here's something that can advance my style game, my fashion game a little bit, versus just attempting and trying things on your own? Like, do you actually look, is there a, whether it's a website, whether it's a magazine, whether it's going to particular shows, those fashion weeks that they have all over the world, what do you rely on to add to your style game?
Well, honestly, Larry, man, I'm telling you, a lot of it's gut, you know, because I've been this way for so long. But I'm going to share a few books that I actually have taken a look at just to understand the rule. I think if you understand the rule of fashion, you could break that rule, but it's something about tiring on that line where I'm not wearing any capris with a suit. I'm not wearing shorts with a suit jacket. That's what we call truly breaking the rule. Now, the Handbook of Style by Esquire, you know, that has been one of my great books. AskMen.com, you know, they have a style Bible edited by James Basile. That's an awesome, awesome book for guys to kind of, you know, have in their, you know, the library. And then Manifest XO, two of my boys, Mark Gunn and Stanley Peoples, man, that is a beautiful tabletop book that lends to educating you on the accoutrements that a man should understand and have, you know, from cigars to understanding the cognacs, to also, of course, understanding socks and what to wear with the tie and all those different breakdowns. I mean, there are several things that I love to look at just to kind of stay up on what's the cutting-edge trends that are out there, and then also looking at what can I do just to add a little flair to my old look. You know, I went from wearing ties, being in corporate America, to saying I hate a tie, to that I wear ascots now. You know, everybody started recognizing that me as a big 6'4 brother, you know, 200 plus, 250 plus pounds in an ascot, and I rock it proudly because I'm confident. And it's not about arrogance, it's just about that confidence of knowing who I am.
Well, that's exactly, in my own, you know, attempt at being fashionable, when people would ask me and people say, well, Ellis, how'd you put that? I said, if you feel comfortable in it and you wear it with confidence, you're gonna get some points right there. Now, if it's all, you know, that's now if you're breaking rules, then you're going to get some points taken off. But if you're in the right lane, if you wear it with some confidence, then that's going to come across. It's going to come from you. But if you're not confident in what you got on, you're going to have a real problem. But what I'd like to ask you about, you know, to get your company, My Style Matters, and mm-hmm. tell us a little bit about it and where you're trying to take it and how you're trying to help men in their style or people in general in their style and their fashion.
Well, Larry, man, I'm glad you asked. My Style Matters. We're an organization as well as a company that is looking to change the focus of how young men are dressing. You know, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying. The brothers who are around our age now are right around 25 to, let's say, 28 to 40 plus. You should know. If not, you're stuck in a place where you're allowing these young people to change your views on what understanding of fashion should be. Now, I'm here to educate young brothers on understanding why it's important to lead in with your appearance. Your image is everything. And we're about educating the youth on etiquette training, you know, teaching them how to use a fork and a knife and the appropriate forks and knives and plating and understanding, you know, just all those things on a place setting that a young man should know. Because the power in understanding and being exposed is sexy to a woman. And we have to stop dressing for one another and get back to understanding that I love when a woman compliments me on how good I smell or how good my shoes look, you know, because that's one of the key facts that women, they look at a man's feet, and they go, brother got on a great pair of shoes. So, I mean, I like to share all of that information with young men, and my mentees that I've actually spent time with grooming and teaching them these things, their parents are like, oh, my God, I don't know what you did to my son. he loves looking wonderful. And because, hey, you get compliments. Nobody compliment nobody walking around in some saggy pants and a long T-shirt. You look at him like you look like a fool. But when you look like a young man, you're tapered up, your clothes fit you, they're not hanging off of you, they're not blousy in your shirt. You know, it's a beautiful thing to be tailored, and that's what we're about at My Style Matters, is educating young men on image and style.
No, that's what's up. I think that I will say this, and this is something that I've always, I think, is a kind of a blind spot for us. It's a blind spot in our relationships, but it's also a blind spot for us in the breakdown of the black family. One of the casualties of that is that we assume, I mean, right now, black women are pretty much raising men, right? In general, right? And so what happens is when you don't have that two-parent household, you don't have some of those traditional values, you don't have a father that says, hey, here's how you tie a tie. Here's how you, you know, fold up a handkerchief and put it, you know, here's how you polish your shoes. And I'm saying that as someone who I represent that. You know, like, so my shoe care is not up to par normally. Like, when I decide that I want to get, instead of polishing shoes, I just go buy new ones, right? That's real talk. That's real talk. And it took a long time before I was like, you know what, I should just take these and get them polished, right? I should just go and, you know, remove the heel and get a new heel. You know, like, for a classic shoe, instead of trying to go and find that classic shoe again, right? But those are things, and I'm just giving those as examples, that you don't learn and that we assume that you learn, right? So we say, hey, man, why your belt ain't right. Hey, the cuff, hey, look, that's not tight. Hey, your collar is not the right size. Those kinds of things where you're like, your neck don't fit into that doggone shirt, bro. You're not a 14 and a half, you're a 16 and a half. Right. Those are those things that we don't learn, and I think we don't realize that some of that comes. So somebody will say, man, you know, your style game ain't right. Why you ain't do X, Y, and Z? And it's like, well, because I never learned that.
Right.
And nobody ever told me. And these sisters that are growing up, they don't know it, right? So they're not going to tell you. They're going to tell you it don't look right, right? But they're not going to tell you, here's how you can fix that. So, I mean, that's where I think the value of something like My Style Matters really matters, but it also is something that people should connect where those two things intersect, right? It's like, hey, we're in an era where it's okay to say, you know what, this man at 25, at 30, he may have never had someone stop him for a second and just say, hey, man, these are things that any grown man should know. You know, they should have a tailored suit. They should have, but you're not going to get that. And you're basing it on, and I use this example when I talk about relationships, that the relationship rules are all gone. So women are like, I don't know why a man don't open the door. I'm like, because he's never been taught to open the door. You just assume that he's reading a book or watching some television show that's supposed to tell him these things, and that it's supposed to then say, oh, that's now a learned habit that he's going to manage every single time. That's just not true. Style.
No, I agree. No, I agree wholeheartedly with you, because you spoke on, I was raised by a single mother. You know, my grandmother, my mother raised me pretty much. And, you know, it's just a different time, man. I mean, come on, music and television raised me, you know, basically, because when I saw a man on television, he looked pristine. There are certain things that we saw back in the 70s and the 80s that were a little different from what we see today. You know, these guys aren't being educated on what to do. You know, women are saying that they're raising, that I'm raising my king. I'm like, you know what, really? You know, he needs guidance and leadership from another man so he can see what that image looks like. You know, because you tell him what to do, that doesn't mean he's necessarily going to go out and do that because you told him. He becomes used to the voice of a woman, and sometimes it works and sometimes it don't. I won't negate the fact that, you know, a woman can't raise him, but it does take a strong man to provide that exposure and image for him to actually walk in those footsteps, because that's what I didn't have. Only reason why I got all of this is because I watched people in my community. I watch things on television, and, you know, you listen to things like people like the Whispers talk about relationships and all this beautiful stuff, baby. You know, hey, that puts you up on game. So I wanted to move a certain way. I thought that was smooth versus listening to what I hear today. They're not how to woo a woman, how to court a woman. So when you look the part and that whole thing, I'm telling you, man, I say it all day and women say it all day to me. Being a gentleman is the most sexiest thing on this planet, man. When you walk in that gentleman, that something about it that makes a woman more intrigued. And first of all, if you are a gentleman and a woman doesn't appreciate it, you can immediately eliminate her because that's not what you want. You want a lady. So it goes both ways. You know, I can go on forever on that topic, but My Style Matters is all about just exposing our youth to the understanding of the right way, because I didn't have it. So I'm loving opening up and sharing this with my young brothers.
Hey, Sean, real quick, last question, and I agree wholeheartedly with you. I didn't have that influence in my home, but I had an older sister, and when she went out to college, she came to Lambda Spelman. I'm glad to see you're a Jackson State HBCU alumni. I'm FAMU and myself.
Yes, sir.
When she came back from Spelman, I would listen to her and her friends talk about the men.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in high school, and I'm like, And I picked up on the things that they picked up on.
Yep.
So I knew, hey, my shoe game had to be tight. I knew my I was like, I didn't have a lot of money, so I was like, I'm gonna spend my money on the accessories. Watch, shoes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If I got a bracelet, you know, chain, what a tie, was gonna switch that up. Because you can put on a blue suit, a black suit, and a gray suit, and flip up the shirt and tie, and you got 30 suits in your you can make it look like you got 30 suits. With that being said. With that being said, brother, for the last question, give us some staples that every man should have in his closet and in his wardrobe.
I would love to share this, man, because it'll help speed that process. All right, fellas, I think that some important things you should have and understand is match your tie with to your lapel with on your suit. It provides the appropriate balance that you need. A lot of guys don't understand that. They have a thin lapel on their jacket, and then they have this fat knot. Like, that doesn't give balance, and you look way off. Match your tie knot.
You say
what?
You have a church up. You hold a church up in here. Go ahead. Keep going. Keep preaching, bro.
You know, match your tie knot with your collar width. That goes back into what I was just saying. That's important. Your dress shoes and your belt should always match, down to understanding that both the leather color or as well as the finish of the belt should match your shoes. Very important staple to have in your closet, man. That's important. I won't even buy a pair of shoes almost sometimes if I don't know where I've located that belt. Never try to match a black sports coat with black slacks. If it ain't the same suit, don't try to do it. It doesn't work, man. You look crazy there. The hues are not right. So, you know, never do that. And I got to say this one, brother, and I'm sure y'all are going to get the Holy Ghost in there on this one. Sunglasses need to be taken off upon entering a room. I don't understand these cats who sit up at a restaurant at a bar with sunglasses on. Ain't nothing cool about it. Nothing.
All right, y'all calling me out on two things.
Oh, man, I'm about to start.
One, I do have one black sports coat, and I match it with some slack. Woo! Occasionally. So I feel like you're trying to call me out. And two, there are times I have to wear my sunglasses, and not because I'm trying to be cool, but because they got medicine in the glasses, man. And so, you know,
Well, brother, you know, look, you know what? That's it. That's cool. I understand. You got medicine in your glasses. You got to do what you got to do. But some of these cats' glasses are so dark, man. There ain't no medicine in them.
they try to floss with the glasses. I'm with you. Well, Rev, start calling you Reverend. You have preached the sermon today. I only wish I could pass a plate around for you.
Well, and
one quick thing. I know, like I said, as we wrap up, I did want to make sure that I know that you wear many hats. And I know that we've even talked about we're going to have you back on to talk about some of the things you've got coming up in the next month. But that aside, what do you got going on right now? And in the event that anybody's listening and wants to get in contact with you, whether that be email, Twitter, website, give us those details and contact information.
Okay. Well, hey, you can right now. I'm kind of quiet on something that I'm working on, people. It's really big, and I'm going to really need your support, and you're really going to love it, and it's going to benefit some people that you're going to be like, wow, I can't wait to share it. So just be patient with me. It's coming. I have a book called My Style Matters 101. Right now it's shelved, so I am looking for a new publisher, publishing deal because of a situation. But let's come back to you can reach me at mystylematters.com. That's our website for our I love T-shirt line. I also have men's accessories as far as I do saddlebags for men, you know, who don't want to carry those Merces. You know, and you can find me at Facebook. It's My Style Matters at Facebook.com and Twitter, same handle, you know, My Style Matters. Instagram, same thing, My Style Matters. It's just My Style Matters, baby. That's all we're about.
That's what's up. Well, cool, man. Well, look, that's Sean Lovings, man. We appreciate you for coming on the show, and you are now a friend of the show. We look forward to hearing from you. We will have you back to make your announcement very soon about all the things you got going on. Call in any time,
brother. Hey, brother, I appreciate it, and we'll come back with some more from the Style Bible. I'll bring you some more the next time I'm on.
That's what's up. Cool. All right, well, that was Sean Lovings, man. Appreciate him for coming on board. Go check him out online and check him out at My Style Matters. We're looking forward to hearing more from him going forward. And we also thank Howard Franklin for joining us.
Yes, sir.
You can reach him through UrbanHangSuite.com. UHangSuite is also the you can get that on Pinterest, on Facebook, and on Twitter. So kind of wrapping that up, man. I mean, I guess I learned that there are some things that I gotta get fixed. I'm gonna go tonight, man. Look at my black on black. Make sure that's tight. Make sure I take my sunglasses off. And there's some things I need to learn, it looks like. So damn it, Daddy, you supposed to handle that.
Right. Hey. But you know, one of those things that you always never stop learning. That's always been a kind of a motto I had, especially when it came to fashion. It wasn't until I got to college. And I joined a modeling troupe they used to had on campus.
Huh?
We'll talk about that later.
Record scratch.
That's another show. That's another show. Put a pin in that if we're on Pinterest. Just pin that right quick.
Yes, sir.
Okay. But
done and done.
But it was there where I learned from the guys that were really into fashion, like a Sean, and from the ladies, what they were looking for from a man. And that's when I really started learning. And then with my sister, so I put it all together. And then you add your own style to it. So being from Florida, I like colors. And so I'll add some color to some things. But there's still rules that you don't break. So that's why I was catching the Holy Ghost when Sean was talking, because there are some rules that you just don't break. I don't break those rules, but I do kind of stretch. You know, I do wear some things that are on the edge because that's who I am, and I'm confident enough to do that. So that's that. I think I love those guests. We can have that back on anytime.
Yes, sir. No doubt. We'll definitely have Sean back on, man. He's a good brother, and I'm hoping that we can do some business together as we kind of move Urban Hang Suite forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to seeing where that collaboration takes us. Let's just call it a day, man. I know we had our hot topics, the nth degree. We can cover that next week. There's some real things. I would definitely want to talk about Selma Moore.
Right.
In the light of our podcast, where we talked about how does Black History matter and where does Black History change and morph and whatnot, particularly Black History Month. So go back and check that out. Go on blogtalkradio.com at 3degrees/3degrees.com, 3degrees, period, talk show.
go check that out, and you'll be able to see what we got there. If you want to get us on Twitter at 3 Degrees Talk, you'll see more information about that particular podcast. We'd love to kind of get your thoughts in relation to that. But next week, we can talk about the topics we had on deck. I'll keep my relationship three-pointer. I keep that in my holster.
Right.
Shoot them out next week. Maybe I'll do a double hit, and we'll see what's up. So on behalf of my main man, Silly Thoughts, it's your boy, L. Love. We out of here, man. One love, two strong, three degrees. We'll see you next week. We out.
Hola, we the boys. Hola, we the boys. Hola, we making noise. Hola, we the boys. Hola, pop a bottle. Hola, let's get on right now. Smell that good on me, they gon' follow.